Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, we've already been joined by one special guest this morning, but this one is next level. It's the one and only Whitey. Morning.
Morning. Why am I so special?
Well, we should not just say good morning. We should say happy birthday.
That's right. It is too. I forgot about that.
And you know what? Why don't we sing happy birthday?
Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday.
I can't sing.
I thought I could
and trap I probably
you.
Shouldn't sing it to myself, but that's fine. I could.
No, that's fine.
Stevie Wonder's got it for us. Hang on. It's better than you and I could ever have done.
Yeah, that's it. I was just trying to suck you in, obviously. Brooke didn't get you to eat more coriander.
I was upset that you weren't singing, Brooke. I thought we were friends.
Stop it. Don't do this to me. I'm not eating any more coriander.
Now, Whitey, you're known for many things across the Riverland. You're a great announcer, great DJ. In our office, we know you as a fiend for Red Bull. Mm. You absolutely slam them.
I do.
And so when it came to thinking of birthday treats and gifts for you, it was kind of inevitable would make some kind of Red Bull cake.
A Red Bull cake? I never heard of a Red Bull cake before, but okay.
Neither had I. It's very experimental, but I have baked one overnight. And I'm just going to... This is the spring-loaded tin. Let's pop it open.
It looks very cherry-ish.
It does. It's red. It looks like... Is that coconut in the icing?
No, it's poorly mixed icing because I don't have a mixer.
Great.
I don't have a microwave, so I can't... melt the butter to do so. Thank you for taking that off me, Whitey. Look, I'll cut you a piece of cake. We've only got one clean fork as well, so I'll give that to you too.
Honestly, I don't know what would be worse, eating the coriander or a Red Bull flavoured cake.
Well, we'll all get a piece.
Oh.
Delicious and nutritious. Best way to start the day.
Can I just say as well, Whitey, my phone really wanted me to remember your birthday. I had it like in the calendar there.
Sure.
I got a message last week, like a notification saying, do you want to plan a party for Whitey?
Of course
and
you
I'm
do.
And I'm like, no, I'm good, thanks. And then like again over the weekend, I got another one. Whitey's birthday's coming up. And then today, it's Whitey's birthday.
And don't forget the Facebook notifications, probably on Snapchat as well,
yeah,
Twitter,
true.
Instagram, all those will tell you it's my birthday as well.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to wish Whitey a happy birthday, 0427 Magic 3 is the number if you missed out on every other memo.
Now, well, it was quite hard to get Red Bull into the cake because obviously you have to use an existing recipe and then...
Oh, that's all right. I'll use my hands. I'm a rebel. I'll use my hands.
You've got a set amount of liquid that you can work in there, so I hope it's Red Bull-y enough for you, Whitey.
Should I take a bite while you're cutting more and give you guys
an official review before I have to go in. Go on. He's going in. He's taking a bite. Whitey, what's the... That was a decent sized bite to impress.
Mmm. Delicious cake. Can't taste any Red Bull though.
Oh, no.
But very sweet, very lovely.
I think you can smell it.
I just had a Red Bull myself, so I can't smell it.
You're right, immune to the taste of it.
Exactly.
I think it's down to
Brooke,
us.
You've got a more neutral palate. Let's see if you can... you also don't drink really Red Bull at all, so
no.
It's just going to send you nuts. I feel like I can only smell Red Bull.
I can taste something, but I wouldn't... Oh, no, that is Red Bull. That is Red Bull flavour.
Yeah. There we go. Success.
Well, there we go. I can't taste
Red Bull.
I'm immune.
It's actually pretty good.
Thought that counts.
Happy birthday, Whitey.
Thank you.